Are you seeking more creativity in your life? Join us, Nadia and me, Laura, the hosts of the Creative Rumble podcast.
Each week, we delve into the minds of inspirational creatives, share their wisdom and our own creative journeys. We explore how to align yourself, develop creative ideas, and find inspiration.
Join us as we explore what it takes to live a creative life so you too can feel the creative rumble.
Living a creative life is for everyone. Let's Creative Rumble.
The Creative Rumble podcast acknowledges the traditional custodians of this country and recognise Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples' continuing connection to land, sea, waterways, sky and culture. We pay respects to elders, past, present and emerging. Hello, Creative Rumblers. It's me, Laura Purcell, here with my bestie, Nadia Aliff Robinson, and we're here today for a mood board special. We're up to episode 20. Can you believe it?
No. And
can't believe it.
It's very exciting. Definitely a cause for celebration and a pat on the back for us. Yeah. And for our listeners, if you've kept up, well done.
We've been publishing this weekly.
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of juggling to make sure we get it up. And also I've had to really hone in my discipline to get it out on time because I have had some feedback from my mum and a couple of other listeners. They were like expecting it and I wrecked their routine for the day.
We were out by a day.
Yeah, it was just by a day. Yeah. Oh, one was for 2 days, but anyway.
But thank you for caring.
Yeah, honestly. And the fact that I know that you need it, let's do it.
And just on that, yes. I am super excited that we're global.
Yeah.
When I see that analytics board of how our listeners are all over the world, that's amazing.
Isn't it amazing?
It's really amazing.
So the other night I'll go in and check the analytics and see, you know, if we're just having our listeners listen in. And there's a map with red dots all over the globe.
And it's a heat map.
It's a heat map. And there are listeners in the US. There's listeners across Europe. And in New Zealand now.
Yeah.
So hi, everyone.
Hi. Yeah. And thank you so much. We're really grateful to you all for coming on this creative journey with us. And it's been an absolute pleasure and we're just having so much fun.
We are having so much fun. Can we tell everyone how much fun we're having?
Too much fun.
Too much. Because as you all may know, we've been developing this podcast for, you know, almost a couple of years now. But last year in 2024, we, you know, started practicing and interviewing friends and people we were curious about. And so from that, though, we also established a tour.
Yes.
Did we want to talk about that
now?
Yeah,
let's tell them about the tour.
Yeah. It was our pilot tour and, you know, Nadia loves to curate things and she just said,
it's creative touring.
It is creative touring. And so it's like, we're going on tour, we're getting a Mustang and we're going to go and interview people. And
that was just perfect because that's exactly what we wanted to do. And I kid you not, it wasn't that we just dropped all responsibilities and ran out the door. Like it was, we had to plan it within an inch of its life.
Yeah.
I had babysitters on standby. And there was like, it was all fully scheduled.
Tightly scheduled. Yeah,
it was very tightly scheduled, but it was amazing. Yeah. And so we went off and we got a Mustang and then we went up.
It was black.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And, we travelled up. We went up the
Did we go up the Midlands?
Yeah, we went up the Midlands, which is great.
Yeah.
And then we went to
Longford and
saw Pip Green. Pip, shout out Pip. Hi.
Pip from the Midlands store. And we had a wonderful afternoon interviewing her and learning about her curation and creation of the store. And it was just, that was really inspiring. And I'm still coveting that dress. And I keep looking online at that dress that I really
feel like I need to buy.
Well, now
I'm sorry, people haven't bought it yet. Oh my God. It's either the pink or the blue. I don't know. The long or the short one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just both, maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
So we had a fabulous time there. Yeah. And then we went and we stayed at the Silos in Launceston. And the universe gave us an upgrade and we were given the top suite.
Yes.
And this was not intentional or anything. And, you know, the top suite really suits us. Like, we just had a great time.
It really suits our style. Yeah. We got a view. We had a beautiful bathroom.
Yes, it was amazing. Yes.
I had a bath in that bath. Oh,
you did, actually. Yeah. And then that then inspired us for the next day when we were going to go and interview Daria Andrews, that when we had been looking at Daria's work, we saw that she had this adorable print that she'd done of a friend and her daughter. And then so we decided to, it would be a bit of fun if we replicated it. And so
in the print, the mom and the daughter are both in white dressing robes and white towels on their heads.
Yeah.
And big red lips and pouting a little. So we thought we'd do the same. So I published it on the socials the other day. And
that was real. And Daria that was really impressed. Fun. Yeah, yeah. She was very impressed. Yeah. And then we went to see Daria and that was amazing. That was a whole afternoon because she also showed us all around the property and
she showed us through the home that she's, I think she'd only been there for a few months.
It was just like we just hung out all day. It was amazing.
Yeah. Polish hospitality.
That's right. And then from there, we then went across to Scamander. We stayed at this amazing house. Mm.
Journey there was good too, though.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Like we were.
In the Mustang.
Yeah, we were so tough in the car. Oh. Look out, everyone. Nobody knew who we were and what was happening.
Oh, yeah.
And then we stayed at this gorgeous house at Scamander. We'll have to actually put it in the show notes of this shout out because,
great.
Yes, the owners of that house were absolutely amazing. And they, when we said, oh, look, we're coming in like a Mustang and we're just not sure about your driveway, they actually went out and like sent us little videos of it and stuff to make sure we would like be able to park. It was so cool. And just the house was divine and we had a lovely night there. And then the next
day. There was a view of the river.
Yes.
Across.
Yeah.
And swans.
Yes.
And
that was really picking up on Daria's story and Swanny Swan Swan and everything that she'd said. So that was amazing as well. And then the next day we went and interviewed Kerry Agius in St. Helens.
Yeah.
And that was amazing as well. And she's just such a clever lady. And
so
she
clever.
Has got the best store and set up and
own art gallery and all
colourful
her art
and vibrant
and the messages that she has shared with our listeners. And if you haven't listened to her episode yet, really do give it a go because she has so much energy and vibrancy and just learning about if you wanted to like start your own art gallery or just get started painting. I think even if you never thought you wanted to, I think after listening to that, you'll probably pick up a paintbrush because she is so inspiring. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then we then went down the east, kept going down East Coast to just out of Swansea and we went to the fabulous vineyard at Milton and interviewed Jackie Dolan. Hi, Jackie.
Hello, Jackie.
Shout out to Jackie. And again, Jackie, you know, everyone that we've interviewed, you've all just been so amazing because you've just completely taken a punt on just
these two random
these two
women.
Blonde randos.
These like, two hussies.
Yeah. Calling you and saying we'd like to interview you. But yes, Jackie as well, she just turned it on and we had the funnest afternoon. The
so
sun
good.
Was literally setting and we were still there in the paddocks
bouncing
taking photos and just
the
having the greatest time. We had the best tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And got just, in the back of the ute.
It was just so much fun. So look, touring really suits us, our creative touring, and I think that that's really fabulous. And so over the you know, the next month and a bit, we'll continue to drop cool little videos and things from our last creative tour.
But let's not forget where we stayed that night after we met Jackie. So we had one more night and that was in Swansea.
Oh, that's right. That was amazing.
Now this place, oh my goodness. It's, yeah, we can't even tell you where it is because you'll book it out, honestly. Like, don't, I'm not going to share it.
Yeah.
Right on the water, on the tip, and then you look out and there's the hazards.
Yes. It's a beautiful stone cottage right down on the water.
And the moon was out that night.
It was.
And there's lavender all through the garden.
Yes.
There's these little outdoor rooms where you can have cups of tea, drink wine, eat cheese.
Yes.
And it just, it's, the cottage is quite old, isn't it? It's from 1800s, yes. Early 1800s. And then there's some add-ons to that. But it's just so homey, beachy, but modern. And, yeah, we're not going to share this.
We will. We'll put it in the show notes. Shout out to Penny and her gorgeous house in Swansea. And we were always so busy and she would always just leave us the most beautiful set up home-cooked biscuits and
– oh, the shortbread.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And cheese platters and her and apricot chutney. Oh, my God.
And bubbles.
And bubbles.
Well, that was the second time we went back.
Oh, and the first.
And the first.
Yeah.
Sorry, Penny, I forgot.
Yes. Yeah. So that was divine. So we've had yes, and then we went back. So we did all of those interviews. That was amazing. And then literally maybe 4 months later, we went back and we interviewed Ange.
Ange Boxall.
Ange Boxall. And then we had a fabulous time and we stayed at another cute little house. And that was on the main street.
Of Swansea.
Yeah, of Swansea. That was amazing as
this
well.
This time no Mustang, but
yes, we couldn't get the Mustang that time.
But I had my sporty little number with me, so.
Yes, that was fabulous. And we stayed at, I think it was Jessie's place, Pettit House it was. That was amazing too.
Yeah.
Yes, so that was amazing. So basically creative touring is something that we love and we're really good at.
And we'd really like to do more of.
Definitely. Yeah. I actually want my own Mustang, but I think I keep saying that. If I keep saying it, I can just manifest it into existence.
It's getting closer.
It is.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, even just going into Swansea, into the cafe, going and having a coffee and some lunch and then meeting people and bumping into, well, people I'd worked with in the past. So it's like –
I know. I think, and this is just one of the things, and I know that we always talk about sort of like tapping into energy and things like that, but like for us, this is what we're supposed to be doing right now because the synchronicities and the people that we meet and the stories that we tell and the stories that get told to us and then how that links to something else, which is either something that we want to do or something that we needed to do but we didn't know how it was going to happen. Like it's just
– It's
too much of a coincidence for it not to be that we're doing the right thing, if that makes sense.
It does. Yeah. What's another synchronicity that stood out for you? Oh, honestly, the Echo Festival was a synchronicity.
Yes. Well, that's right because we'd already booked tickets to go.
Yeah.
Because we were going to go because we were going to have a great time and Kylie told us all about it and we were like, yes, we need to do it.
Yeah.
And then Ange was already working on that and just as a talented musician and entrepreneur, we wanted to talk to her anyway.
Yes.
And then, yeah, and then she just circled back and was like, I just need some MCs to just to help this thing rumble along. And we were like, well, where are your girls? And it was so much fun. And then that was amazing too because then we had to coordinate outfits and do the logistics, contact all our friends that we'd already made.
Yeah.
Shout out to you again, Penny. It was just, yeah, we just had the best time.
It was so good.
Yeah.
And the interesting people that we got to speak with throughout the day. And I got to speak with some really cool musicians and, you know, we wouldn't have done that if we were just there hanging out.
Yeah.
Like there was something really magic about being a part of the Echo Festival.
Yeah.
And so I'm really, really happy and grateful for that opportunity. And, I mean, honestly, the outfits, if, you know, we did well.
We had a ball.
Especially I was like, I don't don't know. 5 minutes before, I think I was backtracking on what I'd decided, but no, it all worked in the end.
It all looked fabulous.
Yeah. So if you do want to see what it all looked like, you can either jump on to the Echo Festival site and check out some of the photos there on their socials, and there's some beautiful video, and we've also got some of that on our socials, and I'll just keep posting some things. I'll pop some things up on the website, so keep an eye out. Yeah, it was really fun, and if you do get a chance to come to Tassie, or you live here and you have a spare weekend next year, like honestly,
it was just so much fun.
It was chill, but it was fun, and it was, yeah, it was really good.
And so, in the spirit of our creative touring and how much we love it, we are starting to make plans for our next one. So fully embargoed, we won't be telling anyone where we're going yet. However, if you do think, if you have any recommendations and you would like to,
you'd like us to come and visit you.
Yes, that's right. Then please drop us a message. And yes, we've also would love people to sign up for our newsletter as well.
Yeah. Well, at the moment I haven't really sent anything out, but the subscribers have been coming in, and I see you. I see you. Thank you so much. This last few months has been huge with all the other things we've had to juggle as well. This was only meant to be like, you know, it's our side hustle, but it really does.
Sometimes it feels like.
Yeah,
that's right. It's because we're having so much fun.
Because it feels good.
Yeah.
And so basically, yeah, just getting together all of the some more communications out to connect with you is on the cards, but we'll get there. But
and
this is
also
the best.
Merch. We are getting asked for merch, and there's a lot of things in the world, and we already have too much of a lot of things. But we will look at maybe some stickers and t-shirts for our biggest fans.
Sustainable t-shirts
Only sustainable. That's right.
Yeah.
And then what else was going on? So yeah, I'm just in planning mode again. This kind of year, going into autumn. The deciduous leaves coming off the trees are a trigger for me that I need to start planning my winter escape. And so
Let us know where you're going.
Yes. Oh, really? I'm going to go to Singapore and Italy and Dubai.
Yeah.
Yeah. So with the family, it's going to be an amazing trip coming to see the family. And
like from all over.
Yes.
From
so
Edinburgh
we have family in Scotland, and we have family in California and in London, and we're all going to meet in Tuscany. And so we're going to have a little, a couple of days to just break up the long haul flights in Singapore on the way over and Dubai on the way back.
Yeah. Really huge, like you've got a big family to manage.
Oh, it's huge. And I was talking to Laura the other day about how the thing that's occupying rent in my mind at the moment is just having to plan a summer wardrobe, because you can't really buy summer clothes right now and everybody's grown. And so, yeah, I mean, it's a first world problem, but I just need to make sure everyone's got enough different combinations of things to
plan ahead so that you don't have that headache later.
Yeah.
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 And you can enjoy yourself and have some time out. Yeah.
So, yeah. So I've been thinking about that.
Yeah.
But what have you been doing? You've been a lot more of this world. I was going to say of this world, but no, you've been focusing on meditation a lot.
Oh, I've been going into the underworld. But today I did a meditation, and I went down into the center of the earth and had a healing. I know it sounds all really woo-woo, but I've been listening to some new meditations that have some more visualization and looking at just clearing energy. And we did one yesterday before we had an interview, because it was like, let's just ground ourselves after we've just been in a packed Salamanca place surrounded by thousands of people and now overstimulated. Let's just, you know, get grounded. And so basically this one was all about spring cleaning the mind. It only went for like 8 minutes, but it was enough to just reset, clear, and it was really beautiful.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah. So
doing a bit of grounding.
Yeah.
And clearing out.
Well, I think because after the last few months of having, I just went on, I was so buzzy and on a real workaholic high. I wouldn't say workaholic, but yeah, it's almost like a workaholic hive going, oh, and I'm doing all the things.
Yeah, you just had so many different projects, like high intensity projects that just when our trip finished, it was just bam, 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 bam.
But they were all creative projects.
Oh, they're amazing.
All helping everybody and making everyone really visible and just bringing shows alive and bringing installations alive and then sharing people's communications. Oh, honestly, I was just living the dream.
Yeah, you were fully in your element.
Fully. And now it's one of those moments where it's like everything suddenly, the tap stops and I just have to. You know, I think the meditation's been really helpful of just rather than dropping and going, oh, what's happening? it's coming back to yourself
and your body. It's just been all things to everyone.
And I have a family. Oh, hi, that's who you are. So it's been really great to, just slow down a little bit and just catch up and refresh. But look, things are picking up again already and I'm really excited working and continuing working with all of my clients and my people. So,
And the only other thing I was just going to say is after the two interviews that we did yesterday, that there is this common theme of backing yourself and all of the creative stories that we've heard from everyone, they've always sort of either reached a crossroads or had a point of time in their life where they've just had to say, I don't know how this is going to go, but I'm going to back myself and I'm just going to do it anyway.
That's right.
And then that's like where the joy or the journey or something stopping and then a better thing coming along or something like that. And I just, that was sort of like really resonating as the that was a bit of wisdom that has just kept coming up in each one.
It is. It's really, it's not the easiest thing to do.
Yeah.
But once you do it, it's that stepping through into a new threshold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you were also saying when we were talking about it as well, it was also about being receptive.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely about being receptive, definitely about being open to new things and learning new things and not just like, oh, I'm going to go back to school and I'm going to go to uni or I'll do this. But you might start a class or you might just start going through YouTube and learning about a whole new topic that you've never learned about before. But it's just being open to it or learning about a whole new culture or, being less judgmental and to yourself and to others and actually just coming back to yourself, basically, and just filling yourself up, in a soulful way. And what makes you feel good?
Yeah.
And that's where that backing yourself is.
Yeah.
When you know what makes you feel good and then you know what makes you feel yuck, you're going to keep going towards the things that make you feel good. I would hope so.
Yeah.
And
if you don't, then maybe do a little bit of meditation.
Maybe do a bit of meditation and realize.
Yeah, because then you might have like that realization that you are actively sabotaging yourself, or that whole concept of one, the body knows the score too, but also sometimes if you've been like in that fight or flight for so long that your body actually is like more inclined to pursue the stressful, chaotic thing than the calm. Like the body, the body and the mind has a panic because it's actually not traumatic.
Yeah. But even from our interview yesterday with Samantha Johnston, so that she's coming up.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
But, she did speak about that also sometimes something will happen that's not quite great or you didn't get the gig but that will also inform the best place of where you need to go.
Yeah.
So, bad things or things that don't feel great aren't always a bad thing in life.
Yeah.
So it's just being agile.
Yeah.
Being agile.
And also I guess that just made me think too about, sometimes, the neurospicy in me is just like I always need to have things going on. But there are different phases because sometimes in your life you are caring for your children, you are caring for elderly family members, you're caring for someone close to you in your life. And just the self-care functioning and keeping all the balls in the air means that that's actually, you're done. Like you don't actually have any more bandwidth to sort of do anything. But just remember that it's a season. So you know, keep those dreams alive. You know, you can still find little moments where, you know, you're dancing to some music in the house, or you're reading a book, or you're listening to an audio book, or you're listening to a podcast. Like, there's different things that you can do, very simple things that, you know, can still help you keep your joy alive.
Yeah, absolutely. Cloud watching.
Yes.
And so underrated. So good.
Okay, well, yeah. I think we should probably wrap it up.
Yeah, well, hey, Creative Rumblers, like, I hope you have a really good rest of the week, and we'll prepare the next episode for you. And I hope you are feeling good, feeling grounded. Jump into a meditation if you need to. Step into that little bit of sunlight that may be dipping behind the clouds.
Oh, yeah, we definitely need our vitamin D and K2 right now.
Oh, hello. Yes. Yeah.
And in the show notes of this episode, we'll also put in all the links to all the amazing accommodation that we stayed at and where we got the Mustang from and everything like that. So if anyone wants to do a similar thing, then we strongly encourage you.
Because honestly, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, actually, yes, because it was fun. And even if it's for 24 hours, and I think that's something that we experienced together. Yeah. And it's just, you only need 24 hours just to have a little amp up, fill the coffers up, and then get back on with the busy life. But it's just about taking that time out. Yeah.
We love it.
No. Okay. Start planning, Rumblers. Start planning.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Hey, listeners. We hope you're enjoying the Creative Rumble podcast.
If you're loving the content, why not share the podcast with someone who could use some creative inspiration?
We'd also love to hear from you. Drop us a note via our website or Instagram. Your feedback and stories make this podcast even better.
And if you want to support us further, get online to our website and click on the Buy Us a Coffee link. Your donation keeps the Creative Rumble alive.
You can find all the links in the show notes. Thank you for being a part of our creative community.
Until next time, keep rumbling.